This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe, hour two. We got Tier Tuesday coming your way at 11:30. Tier off our favorite and least favorite holidays. With St. Patty's yesterday. No one likes St. Patrick's Day more than Keith.
One of the big ones. One of the absolute big ones. Could it be a goat holiday? Well, tune in to find out.
I feel like there will be some controversy in Tier Tuesday coming your way. We also have the Jones and Keith bracket up now at Jones and Keith. You can vote on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram. Last check, we had one matchup out there this morning. Was the Oilers and the Eagles. Let me check if we have a...
That's a good matchup.
Second out there, we do. Baseball region was just released. It is the Red Sox, their home whites, versus the Royals Powder Blues. I'm voting now. I'm not going to tell anybody how to vote, but it's not the Red Sox.
You love a powdered blue.
So that is up now at Jones and Keith. You can vote along. It is not the only bracket, though.
No.
Here at WEEI.
No, of course not.
The Greg Hill Show released their much-anticipated ick bracket this morning.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. I was a little disappointed that they didn't go full 64. Now, they got 32. They got them seated. You're going to be able to vote on them on their Twitter and their Instagram. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to want to keep up with this. But I thought there'd be enough to have twice as many. But regardless, they whittled it down to 32. So rather than going through all the matchups, this is what we need to do. We just need to go top to bottom on each side of the bracket and just say how many of these describe us. Okay. Therefore, who is the Icky Woods? Who will do the Icky Shuffle for this show?
Well, if I do the Icky Shuffle, I might get winded again.
Because when they were just tossing them around last week, I was like, oh, man, there's a few that are definitely me. But then some of those ones didn't make the cut. So I don't know how many of these I'm actually going to have.
Yeah, so like for instance.
So like they were talking about like old guy with a backwards hat, which I am old guy with backwards hat, and didn't make the final bracket. So I was like, all right, I dodged a bullet there.
Okay.
Jersey. Old guy wearing a jersey. Also me.
Literally you yesterday.
Literally me yesterday.
Between the jersey and the backwards hat, that might have been you.
Double X.
Did you wear the hat yesterday? You did at the game.
Yeah, at the game. Listen.
Check.
Yep.
But those did not make the field.
So maybe
if there were 64, perhaps.
Yeah.
But there were not. So I'm going to start in the upper left, and we'll just work our way down.
Yep.
Men in flip-flops.
Not me.
Definitely me.
Like a nice flippy-floppy?
Not me.
No.
Jones, you're the only one.
So what do you guys wear in the summer?
Sneakers.
Shoes year-round.
Sneakers.
Yeah, I'm saying like shoes and socks shoes and the whole and thing. Did your feet get all sweaty and gross? And
yeah, they do. Sometimes I wear no socks and it's a mess.
Well, that's
it's gross.
Right, I wear socks just to avoid the stink.
Yeah, so do I. But I wear like a low sock. Although the kids now say the high sock is in, but I'm also not a kid, so I'm like, I don't know.
Right. Is like we worked too hard when we were younger to make long socks into ankle socks. I'm not going back.
Yep.
Agreed. Yeah, no, ankle sock guy for sure.
Yeah.
Not in the summer, though, because I'm a flip-flop guy.
You're a flippy-floppy guy.
So that's
one ick for Jones.
That is a one seed already. I'm not only do I have an ick. Not only is there an ick that I'm giving off, it's a one seed.
Yep.
Number one with a bullet. Next one, keys on the belt loop. No one actually does
this, do they? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Mingles.
Isn't it? Right. So
that's
it,
part of the gig.
But like, I was going to say, if that is your profession, I feel like that's acceptable. Yeah. This is knocking somebody who just like rocks their car keys on their belt loop.
You tell Mingles that's an ick.
You go right ahead.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we won't find you after you say it.
Yeah. You know why? He's got a lot of keys to hide you places. That's why. Okay. So none of us do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Next up, long toenails?
That's gross.
How long?
That's super gross. Also, you would never know because I wear shoes.
Well, good point.
Nobody would ever know.
I don't believe I have long toenails. No. I guess that's eye of the beholder, but I don't think I'm guilty of that.
I don't know if you want to call. Like, sometimes I look down and I'm like, oh, got to cut them.
Well, yeah, that's how you find out they're too long.
Let's take a look at them right now, Bill. What do you say?
Pop out those clickety clacks over there. Let's see them.
Climb a tree with them.
Guys.
Okay, so are you, is that a check for Billy or we got nothing? Okay.
No.
He's like, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Workout grunts.
No, you skipped one.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I don't really understand
this. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Is shuffling in a bar stool? What does that mean?
Does that mean, like, sit on a bar stool and then, like, move it without getting up? And, like, kind of, like, moving it? Like,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know
either.
Wiggling yourself closer to the bar?
Wiggling yourself closer? That takes a lot of balance.
I guess that's a no.
It looks like, sounds like some core strength is what that sounds like.
True.
But, okay, I don't do that. I don't believe.
Yep. Nope.
I don't fully get that one. You guys back there?
No.
Nothing? Okay.
All right.
Workout grunts.
I don't work out.
I was going to say,
all the gym icks, don't worry about it. Not involved.
If I worked out, perhaps I would, but I don't work out.
Yeah.
N.A.
Correct.
Okay.
That's an example of it.
It's an audible ick.
Yeah.
Pushing out farts.
I don't push out farts.
That's a dangerous game.
Well, I don't not.
Yeah, that is a dangerous game.
I don't not push them
out. You were playing Russian roulette.
Extremely dangerous.
I don't not push them
reckless.
Out. Sometimes.
Yeah. I know you don't pull them in. I'm just saying.
I'm saying, like, what? They just happen.
So, no, that's
they
not
just
what
happen
they mean.
Inadvertently? What does that mean?
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes.
It just happens?
I think what they're saying is, like, you're really going for it.
Isn't that a bigger ick if it just happens and you have no real control over it? I feel like that's a bigger
just
ick.
Like
now,
a slight lean to one side. Just like.
Yeah. That's a push out.
That's a push out?
I think so. Isn't it?
See, I don't think I qualify for this.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
Yeah.
That's not, if you lean to the side and let one out, that's not a push out?
I feel like it's like a forceful thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, do you, like, your face turn red?
I don't think so.
How long are you holding your
I don't think so, but I'm questioning everything after running down the hall earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I don't think so. So you just kind of, okay, lean to the side. That's not a push out.
No.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to check.
Guiding it out is more than anything.
Say it again?
It's more of a guide than a push.
Okay, I guide. I don't push.
Gracefully.
Okay, great. Good to know. T-shirt and pool.
I'm not there yet. I could see the appeal to it.
Yeah?
I burn. I have, like, really pasty white skin, so I burn. And I'm also getting grosser by the day. So I'm not there yet, so I can't put myself down for this.
Courtney made a great point. She's like, if you're wearing the T-shirt in the pool,
yeah,
it still sticks to everything. Like, I don't think it's quite
doing everything.
It becomes very formal.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite doing what you're trying to have it prevent. I don't think it's quite preventing it. It might be exacerbating things.
If it's anything, it's like I ran out of sunblock.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, like, if I'm, like, with people, like, they know what I look like without a shirt on. Yeah, what are we doing?
It's coming off.
Look, I'm not proud of it, but I'm popping the top off.
This is what it is. Yeah, You'll get used to it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. You don't like it. But I'm not going to wear a shirt in a pool.
No, and then also, so then what? You got to bring two shirts then? Because don't you have to wear one, like, home from the pool or the beach? And then you can't wear the one you're swimming in because that's going to be soaked.
Well, do you wear
a dedicated swimming shirt?
Do you bring a change of pants when you go to the beach?
Yeah, but I bring the same shirt.
No, but I'm saying, do you bring a change of a swimsuit when you go to the beach?
Oh.
I don't. That dries out. Your shirt would probably dry out, I would assume.
No, but the shirt is, like, soft. Like, the bathing suit's got a material about it that does dry quicker.
I guess it depends.
If you jumped in, like, a cotton t-shirt.
No, right. I was thinking
that
more
thing
of, like.
That would be wet for 6 days.
I'm picturing Greg cannonballing into the pool. That's like a quick dry shirt.
If it's that material.
No, you're right. Depends
like
on the material.
A giant white t-shirt that college basketball players used to wear.
The Khalid El Amin. Right. Remember his shirt? It was like
a Jada Kiss t-shirt. That thing's going to take forever to dry out.
Good point.
All right. You got me there. Doggy paddle, an adult doggy paddle.
Well, I don't like only do a doggy paddle, but I feel like when you're in there just having a float and like bopping around, I feel like at some point you might doggy paddle.
But you're not doggy paddling. You're just kind of like floating
just
there, float. Right?
Yeah, it's more treading water, I guess.
Yeah, right. You're not
straight doggy paddle.
A doggy paddle is like, I need to swim to the edge and I doggy paddle over. You don't do that.
No, I guess not.
Okay, that should be higher than a 7 seed if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so far I'm the only one with, I feel like I'm the only one being honest here, I feel like. I feel like there's not enough honesty here. I'm the only one with an ick.
Listen, if I wear flip-flops in with a keychain on with my long toenails while I'm working out grunting with a t-shirt in the pool, then you can call me out on all those.
I feel like we're all being less than honest about pushing out farts, but okay.
Have you ever, we've been in the studio a lot together. Have I ever pushed out a fart in front of you?
No.
Okay.
No, that's actually, you know what? I've worked in some smelly studios before.
Of course we have.
This is a not smelly studio.
Oh,
if brag of the week. Not a smelly studio in here. Okay.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. Carrying an EpiPen.
I don't.
I don't.
So question, I don't need either. An EpiPen, but I don't have one.
Oh,
is that like
bad
a
boy.
Minus 80?
No, see,
yeah.
no,
oh,
no,
that's
no.
Bad.
I think chicks dig a bad boy.
Yeah, I could die at any second. There's nothing I could do about it.
Oh, is it a minus? Yeah, maybe it's a minus one.
I think it is a minus one.
Yeah, put yourself down for a minus one.
You should tell Courtney. Tell Courtney that tomorrow.
Yeah,
be like, hey, I actually need one medically.
It's gonna be like,
don't have one.
Santo divorce.
Well, I mean, who has one that doesn't need it medically?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like, I have one medically, but like, you don't.
No, you
right.
know
it. Like, no, but Nick needs one,
but
he's not.
Needs
but he's so ashamed of it, he won't carry it around because
I don't think
because he's worried what women
think
will think.
A functional EpiPen in like 15 years.
Yeah. Women just throwing their underwear at the radio right now.
Somebody's trying to just sign something. Hey, do you have a pen? No, but I do have an EpiPen. Like, thanks, Nick.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot.
Can't do anything.
It's expired.
It's at home.
Yeah. Do you mind stabbing me with this? I have literally seconds left.
Taking baths.
I don't take baths.
I don't either.
No, I don't take baths.
I do like a nice hot tub soak, but I don't take a bath.
Who doesn't like a hot tub?
Yeah,
that's a different
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah, no.
They're talking about like a bubble bath with like Ernie and Bert.
Just to wash myself.
Yeah, yeah correct. No,
it's Ernie and Bert.
A shower.
Those guys famously take baths.
You do.
A lot of baths.
You're not wrong.
Rubber Ducky. Great tune.
I can't even. Oh, CPAP machine? That's on this?
I don't have a CPAP.
I also don't have a CPAP machine. But that.
I got nothing here.
My father.
That might change. Soon.
My father-in-law uses a CPAP.
Yeah, no. When you're jogging down the hallway, you
gross.
Might be
like,
I might need a CPAP
you
after
need
that.
Something.
That's sleep
true.
Issues, gross.
Yeah, that's on you. What, you want to sleep better? Okay, I can see a woman being a little turned off by that. You got to sleep next to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing you can do about it, but I can see that being an ick.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Sleeping at the Darth Vader
gym selfies.
So again, don't go to the gym.
Hey, you got
to
work out for that.
There's a lot of icks at the gym, but if you're, you know,
yeah,
you
I
don't
avoid,
go, you avoid a bunch of them.
I avoid all of those by default. I'd imagine being out of shape is probably something that would be an ick too, but I'm avoiding that at this
I'll
point.
I'll like jog down the 100-foot
yeah,
hallway.
Yeah, you're there.
Not doing it for anybody.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, it's down and back. Let's not shortchange
sorry,
me now.
I jogged down and back.
Okay.
Then had some time to sit and still couldn't catch my breath. let's see. Weak handshake. This is one I do.
I don't think I do have a weak handshake. I really don't.
I'll cop to weak handshake.
You got a weak handshake?
Yeah.
I don't think I do. Everywhere, I'm very weak. I'm a weak person, going back to the not working out, but I try to have a good first impression. A steel trap handshake.
I just let you
know. You know the hardest handshake I ever shook?
Ted?
Hardest hand I ever shook?
Ted?
Oh, I thought you said dead. I was like, no, alive. The person was alive.
That was rigor mortis.
They don't get credit for that.
Ted?
No. Butch Hobson.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He'd shake your hand.
That's a man.
Oh, he'd shake your hand.
That's a man is what that is. Yeah, no, I'm giving off a dead fish like you read about. You guys good handshakers back there?
I pride myself on a good handshake.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm conscious about it. Like, I feel like I need to give a good handshake first time.
I'm losing the handshake battle every time. I know it. drinking milk alone.
What does that mean? Like you're sitting in a dark room,
so like
or sitting in a corner by yourself,
or is it just like white milk?
No, I think it means you're having a glass of milk.
Not like you're not alone.
No.
But like the thing you're eating is a glass, or that you're drinking a glass of milk.
That's what I'm guessing.
Now
yeah.
I have a follow up. Does chocolate milk count?
I would think yes, but I don't. We'd
or
have to go to a ruling for
like
if you're an adult male drinking a tall glass of chocolate milk. I can't right. imagine that's great.
Put me down.
You're gonna put yourself down?
Yeah.
Nick, I know.
I'm back at zero.
Yeah, you're back at even.
Yeah. Billy,
no, I never go for a glass of milk.
No.
Yeah, no. No, it's been a really long time since I've had a glass.
That's alone, right. If
of
you
like
have cookies,
white milk.
Cookies,
yeah, cookies,
like cake or something like that, a little bit of milk. But like, I'm never like, oh, I'm going to get home and I'm going to pour the tallest glass of milk.
But if my wife gets like chocolate milk or something, I will for sure drink that.
Yeah.
It's not just for the kids. I'm having that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So that's one I won't do.
Need some milk.
Yeah, so,
I
Keith, you got one.
Yep,
good.
Put me down
I think you might have back-to-back an intramural sport hardo.
Well, like.
It's been a while since I've done like any intramural, like men's league softball, basketball, anything like that. But I think I would chalk myself up on this.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there a statute of limitations on this? Because I haven't played anything in such a long time. But like I played men's softball for a couple seasons. I played men's pickup hoops basketball for a few seasons.
And I would talk my wife's ear off about it.
Yeah,
I'll put myself down. Yeah. If I were currently playing in any of those, I would check myself for that one. Dabbing pizza grease? No one does. No one here does that.
So you know what?
What?
I don't do it all the time, but every once in a
while,
there's like depending on the pizza place, if it is just like sopping wet with like grease,
you'll dab it.
I'll take a little
thing.
Well,
that's a check.
Ick.
That's
a check.
I'm going to.
He goes ick.
I don't do it. All. Like eating pizza with a fork didn't make it.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. No, but sometimes I'm telling you, it's not. It's, you know, 95% of pizza places, you don't have to worry about it. But there's like 5% you look at it, you're like, oh, my God.
Okay, so we're half done the bracket.
I have three?
Me and you both have three.
Oh, boy.
Nick is even. He has a minus one and a check.
Yep.
Billy and I don't know. I actually don't know Terp. We're going to have Terp submit
his
list.
Afterwards, yeah.
Okay, adult Disney goer.
All right, so how do you rule this?
If you have kids, you don't count.
No.
You go with your kids, it doesn't count.
All right, so here's the scenario.
Yeah.
I've never been to Disney World or Disneyland in my entire life until last year. My wife, for my 40th birthday, we went out.
What's the question? Last year you were an adult?
Hold on. Let me
That's an adult Disney goer, Keith.
No, hold on a second. So we went to, we specifically went to L.A. to see Tim Robinson do this live show. But that was like one night we were there for the weekend. And we were staying really close to Disneyland. So we did go to Disneyland. I've been once. I was never there before or after.
As an adult without your kids.
Without kids. No, I'm asking. Like, so does that qualify?
I think so.
I don't think
so. You have to go one time.
Do you have to go more than once?
I don't know.
I feel like those Disney adults go like three times a year.
And like have the gear. They have like the Mickey ears or like.
And they're like standing at the front of the line when the park opens. That's what I picture.
I'll take it because I went, but that's like saying, you know, you went to Canopy Lake Park. So like you're like one time.
You went to Six Flags.
Yeah, right.
40?
To do a couple rides. The Star Wars thing was badass.
What's the ruling? We're checking that?
It's up to you. I've been one time.
That sounds like a check. By the way, people are saying, Keith, you should get a check just for your wrist handshake back in the day.
I did shake someone's wrist.
Okay, we'll go quicker here. Cracking knuckles, I definitely do. Do you guys not crack your knuckles?
I don't. I broke my knuckle when I was 10, and on one hand, I like legit can't, and so I stopped when I was little.
Got it.
I can't do it.
You guys don't crack your knuckles?
I crack them.
You do? Billy,
yep.
On the list. Nice. All good.
Right. Ick.
Ick. Gross. Socks on during sex? Joke's on you. Again, I don't qualify.
Joe doesn't wear socks.
N.A.
I don't even own socks.
Yeah,
no, I don't do that.
Socks and t-shirt?
Yep.
I go at it like Donald
fully,
Duck.
Fully clothed?
Yeah. Clasping a coffee mug with two hands?
That's funny, but no, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
No.
T-shirt with no bottoms? They're calling that the Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but I don't know what the scenario would be to ever do that.
He's like
same reason why you would have your socks
sleep
on.
That way, pop out of bed that way. I'd imagine like something
you
like
just
that.
Just made love, and then you're like, I'll just walk around the house the rest of the night.
Yeah, make sweet love. You pop on a shirt. You're like, I'll go get you some water. You're gonna need a glass of water. Let me throw on my t-shirt.
I was gonna say I have two daughters in my house. Yeah. I've never once ever had no pants on and a t-shirt ever.
Yeah, I don't even get dressed that way.
I was gonna say
I put on the whole bottoms before
when
I put
I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
The first thing on is the undergarments.
Good point.
All right.
Okay, crossing legs when sitting. I'm actually literally doing that right now, so that counts.
I can't.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I
not applicable.
Unfortunately, I can.
No. Nope.
Holding your nose underwater. Like you jump in the water and plug your nose?
Nope.
I don't do that.
Swimmer.
Do you wear a sweatband?
So
I was about to check myself for this. We were talking about this before the show. Nick said if you do it ironically, that may not count.
When you were doing it, I feel like it was a joke.
But women can't tell the difference necessarily,
no,
right? Like if you're wearing it ironically, but they don't know you, they just see you in a sweatband.
If you have like 17 headbands on or sweatbands or whatever, I feel like they know.
You just have four sweatbands on each arm around your leg and around your head. I think you're in on the joke.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think I haven't worn a sweatband in a long time. I have.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't remember when.
I was probably
going back to, like, the intramural Hardo days.
I kind of want to check myself for that.
I put my to-do list on one of those quarterback wristbands.
Oh, that's nice. Take a look at it.
None of us are rude to waitstaff, right? I've been around you guys with waitstaff.
No.
Okay, that's good.
Not. That's
is that a one seed? It should be a one seed.
Yes. That's also beyond an ick. Because the other things, there might be just sort of, like, quirky things. Like, this makes you, like,
a
bad
straight red
person.
Flag.
Yeah, right. You're, like, a bad person.
Are you a history buff? Would you ever refer to yourself as a history buff?
So I do somewhat sarcastically say, like, well, I was a minor in history, which is true. But I also say it, so I'm going to put myself down for that. I don't know if I...
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I used the term
I wouldn't check.
Buff.
I think you need to use the word, I'm a something buff, is what they were debating this morning.
I say I'm a history minor, though. And, like...
Pretty close?
I think that counts.
I am half joking,
you
but
do
I'm
or
also,
don't?
I think that counts.
I think it does.
I wouldn't check that, but if you want to, go right ahead.
That's almost more of a brag.
It kind of is.
Any of us? That's true.
I'm an expert.
Right.
Well, no, minor.
You're getting
major in it. I minored in it.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that is grosser.
Sick brag, bro.
Maybe that is grosser. Okay. Do you ever practice your golf swing? Golf swing? Me neither.
I legit golf like once or twice a year, so I am not practicing the swing.
None of us play Pokemon?
Nope.
No, I missed that whole thing.
That one was just for shy.
Yeah,
that feels very personal. Have you ever paid a bill with gift cards? Now, when I heard them talking about this on the air, they said on a date.
On a date.
I've not done it on a date, but I've definitely paid for bills with gift cards.
100%.
If I get a gift card, I'm going to, what am I going to do? Just not use it?
You're going to waste it.
Like Nick with his EpiPen? Nick just has a stack of gift cards next to his EpiPen at home? Yeah.
Well, this is finally into like your cheap discussion, which I am.
Yeah,
so, like,
same.
Yeah, I would, but I don't really know the... I can't imagine going on like a first date and using a gift card.
Exactly. I wouldn't do it on a date, but maybe, I've definitely done it.
Maybe like the second date.
If Kat and I are going to a restaurant right now,
soon
and I have a gift card, you better believe I'm
using it. Oh, we're specifically going to the restaurant because I got that gift card. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, you made a restaurant suggestion? Yeah. Why is that? Oh, I have a gift card.
No reason.
Right.
Three cards fall out of your wallet.
Why are we at the Olive Garden?
Yeah. All with varying degrees of money left on them.
This one, I think, has $737 on it. This one might be the full $25.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll give you the cash for the rest.
Yeah. See if there's anything on that one, actually.
Can you let me know?
Yeah. Okay. Do any of us own cats as adults?
God, no.
I've never owned a cat.
I hate cats.
So I grew
me
up
neither.
I grew up with cats. Am I guilty by association there? Or was I...
No.
I was born
did
into a cat.
Them?
I was born into cat circumstances.
You didn't buy them.
As an adult,
right.
No.
You didn't
villain.
Name it. You didn't get to name the cat. Or maybe you did.
Yeah, I think we named them, yeah.
Boots.
Well, no. You personally. Oh, yeah, but you were a kid. No, that doesn't count.
I named them as a child, yeah. Okay,
that's
that doesn't count.
You.
This was born into poor circumstances. I can't do anything about that.
No.
Nature versus nurture.
Were you 18?
No.
Okay, then. Yeah, you're good.
Were you 18?
Pushing off a plane? Like, none of us do that. You're running ahead of everybody to get off the plane.
No, that gives me, like, anxiety, too. Like, a lot of people.
It's a lot of standing.
When everybody stands up and you're like, guys, it's going to be, like, another 20 minutes. That drives me nuts.
And then chasing after a ping pong ball.
So like
I would absolutely if I were playing ping pong, I would absolutely do that.
Or like playing
the game moving. What are we doing?
Right.
Here?
Playing Beirut like in college.
Right. I'm gonna go chase.
You kind of had to because you needed the ball to play.
So are we all checking that?
Sure. Well, yeah, but that's also something I haven't done in 20 years. But well, I'll put it down.
But if we played ping pong upstairs, I would chase the ball.
Well, the game would be over then.
No, you would do the fake. You would do the walk of like it looks like you're running across.
I would go run after the ball and come back to the table and suck.
You get your shoulders and your elbows going, making it look like you're moving quicker than you actually are.
I feel like if you like crouch down with your hand out, like chasing the ball, that's what they mean.
It takes.
I'm checking everybody for that. We're all checking. We're all chasing after a ping pong ball.
Yeah, but get the game moving.
The worst is you with kids in college where like it would bounce once on the floor, and then they'd miss the catch, and then they'd go under the table to get it. You're like, all right, now I don't even want to play. Like, forget
good
it.
Thing we get that cup of water here.
Yeah. Like, there's weird hair down there and stuff. What are you doing down there? Why is that even in here?
All right, I got six.
So I also have six.
Really?
Six.
Hmm.
I have Billy down for two. I have Nick down for a minus one and two checks. He nets out at one.
It's the coolest guy.
And Terp at a one.
Hmm.
Okay. So it's a dead heat.
How about that?
How do we break that tie?
Well, I based on
we need a tiebreaker. We need the morning.
Number one seed.
Oh no, that's
I'd say it might
no,
be.
I have two. I have two one seeds.
Oh, you do? What's the other one?
Cracking Knuckles, I think.
Oh,
or was that just in a one seed matchup? Hang on.
No, it wasn't. Adult Disney goer. Oh wait,
you have a one seed.
I got Adult Disney goer though.
Oh boy. We're gonna have to figure out how to. Maybe we need the overall one seed from Courtney.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Carrying
weight staff is gonna be the number one overall seed.
Okay. Well, which one's the bigger bullet of a one seed? We'll have to check with Courtney on that, and we'll find out how to break the tie. What's worse?
Sandals.
Sandals is worse. Plus, I've been one time. I don't know if I qualify. We got to get the full ruling.
We were also.
I think there's more
that counted.
More adults wear sandals than go to Disney World.
More adults.
I think that's a more acceptable thing.
Yeah, but if you go into Disney World one time, are you an adult Disney person?
Without your kids, I'm going to say yes. We're going to need an official ruling on this.
We'll
get experts.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But okay, right now it's a dead
Which
heat.
Which side do Courtney's going to take?
good point. I don't know, Keith. We're going to have to find out.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. It's a dead heat for Icky Woods here on Jones and Keith. We'll update our bracket, March Madness uniform bracket, coming up at 11:45, and we'll tear off our favorite and least favorite holidays.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Let's go! Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us at high noon. Got a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. We'll recap the Jones and Keith uniform bracket, some of yesterday's results, and today's. You can vote at Jones and Keith on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram. Again, at Jones and Keith. And we officially have a protest on one of the icks. We'll try to get a ruling on that coming up.
All right.
About 15 minutes from now. But what do we have for Tier Tuesday today, Keith?
Well, in honor of one of the great holidays, St. Patrick's Day yesterday, we're going to tier holidays.
Nice.
So we've come up with a list of, I think, 15 holidays. So, yeah, we've left some out, but we got 15 here. And right now we have four tiers. We can always add or subtract if need be. But we got the GOAT tier.
Makes sense.
Next tier down is what we're calling Good Drinking Day.
The guy is drunk.
So maybe that's not for everybody, but yeah, for us, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Tier below that will be We'll Allow It.
I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll allow it.
It can keep being a holiday.
It could stay.
Yeah.
But the bottom tier, let's get rid of it.
What is the point?
Yeah. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, like, see, we don't need
that
thing anymore.
Why is this even a thing? Okay. Let's get rid of it.
All right.
Okay.
What do we have today, Billy?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve is, at bare minimum, a great drinking day.
I would say good drinking day.
Yeah. The guy is drunk.
I would say good drinking day.
Yeah, now...
New Year's Eve, also my wedding anniversary, brag.
Oh, is it?
Sure is.
Wow.
Sure is.
Sick brag, bro.
In your face.
Now, when
in everybody's face.
Smart, because you never forget it.
Well, that's this is true.
I feel like it was the year we got married, it was a Saturday, and so the after party turned into like a New Year's party for everybody. It was like all one
sick
big
brag, bro.
Nice, yeah. Anything else happened there?
I made love for the first time. Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
Had our first daughter in September.
Yeah. With socks on.
Yeah.
And
a shirt.
I became a man that night. It was very magical.
Okay. Yeah. I get why you like, yeah, it's a good drinking day. Although New Year's Eve parties with kids, those really take a hit. Oh, yeah. No, it is.
It definitely is.
So, you know what we've done the last couple of years? Our friends threw a noon Year's Eve party.
Got it.
Kids do their little New Year's.
They can watch it. Hey, New Zealand just celebrated 2025.
And all the grown-ups get drunk. Nice thing.
Online told me to just like record this year's ball drop and then play it next year early for the kid.
Oh, smart.
Kids like, that's cool.
The crowd's going nuts and confetti falling and stuff like that.
Or you can day drink and be a degenerate around your children. Either way, I prefer to go that way, but you can do either.
New Year's
Eve. I set my alarm for 11:59:50 so I could see a drop.
Great drinking day. What's next?
Valentine's Day.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, I'd lop that one right off. We don't need it.
What is the point? Let's get rid of it.
What is the point?
We don't need it. And I love love, Jones.
Yeah.
But you have 365 days to love love. You don't need to reserve it for February 14th.
Now, you're saying for you individually, like, I don't need Valentine's Day anymore. I'm a married man.
Yeah, I don't need it.
But for single, we're dropping it for everybody.
Oh, I think.
Singles, married, divorced.
Definitely the singles don't want
celibate.
It. Celibate.
We're lopping it off.
Whatever everyone. You're into,
okay,
you don't want this day.
Yeah,
doesn't need to be a day. Doesn't help. Nobody needs it.
Yeah. It's not like we get the day off or anything.
No.
Nothing good.
No.
Okay. Out of here.
311 day.
Oh.
Jones loves 311
what
day.
What is the
goat?
Point?
No. Maybe goat.
Goat tier? Just to play 311 songs?
I'd consider it.
I
don't want to get rid of it.
Is it a good drinking day?
It could be.
Sit back and just, have a couple drinks of your choice listening to 311 music?
Yeah. Puff on some drugs.
You want to take drugs?
Yeah, I'll drop some drugs.
I'll go through good drinking day.
Good drinking day, 311?
Yeah, sure.
The guy is drunk.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Pi day.
Where do you want pi day? 314, obviously.
I feel like we forgot about it.
Pi day, it kind of came and went.
We kind of long teased it, and then we got there, and we're like, all right, we were going to do something nice on pi day.
You don't want to get rid of it.
Well, I don't want to get rid of it.
We'll allow it.
Yeah, let's allow it.
I mean, it's all right.
Not the worst day ever.
Cece got at school, she got a like one of those like wristbands that like Lance Armstrong made famous, you know, like those like rubbery ones. And it was Pi Day, and like all the way around, it was like 3.141567.
Joe Braverman is straight up holding. That's not a Pi. That's not a Pi Day one, is it? Okay, no, he's just holding up a wristband. Okay,
imagine if you had a Pi Day one.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute,
get down here, Joe. Come on.
Do they still give out like the Table Talk pies?
What do you mean? Do they still
give
them?
When I was in like elementary school,
aren't those they give out actual pies?
Those are made in Mass, aren't they? Are they Springfield? Where are those made?
I believe those are locally made.
Yeah. All right, nice. We'll allow it.
What's next?
St. Patrick's Day.
Goat.
The guy is drunk.
No, good drinking day.
It's a drinking day.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it's not a goat. You want to put it on goat tier.
I had a drink recipe I made.
I saw that.
It was green. That was the whole thing of it.
What was the name of it?
I didn't want to say because it was very crass. I came up with a very crass name. It's a pun on leprechaun. I'll let you figure out the rest.
It's a pun
on
leprechaun.
Right.
Con.
It's not his blood. Anyway, it was a delicious drink.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it.
I don't know how marketable that name would be.
Not really.
Okay, but
you wouldn't want to order it.
It's a great drinking day, and we proved it yesterday. What else?
Like, I'm trying to figure out the drink. April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day we can get rid of. I don't need April Fool's
Day.
Yeah,
get rid of it. We do.
What is the point?
In the radio biz.
I know our boss would like to get rid of it.
We
get that yearly email.
I was going to say, thanks to the great Opie and Anthony, we get the year. That happened like 30 years ago. 40 years ago. 30 years ago. But we still get an email. It's like, guys, can't do it.
Grow up.
So we don't. Yeah, right. We're done.
On behalf of our boss, Mike Thomas, we'll get rid of
April Fool's.
April Fool's Day. You're out. You're out, April Fool's Day. You're fired.
420.
Ooh. See, I'm not a weed guy.
Yeah, me either, as I proved last night.
If people like it, they like it. Good for you. But I feel like also now every day can be your weed day. I don't think you need to like look for, I don't think you need to like, oh, yeah, circle that date.
So what are you saying? We'll allow it?
Yeah, we'll allow it.
It's all right.
I'm not going to take it out, you know,
not going to take it away from you.
For the big weed heads out there that love it.
I'm not really going to partake in your drug day out there.
It's not for me.
Okay.
Not
what else?
Me. Easter.
Okay. Well,
the Lord only rose.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Are we going to allow it? I don't need it. Don't tell me it's a good drinking day. And don't tell me it's a goat. So at best,
eggs
we're
everywhere.
At best, we're allowing it. I'll allow it for the kids.
Yeah, okay.
For the children,
all. It's all right.
Yeah, candy.
Yeah. Was it even a goat? But even as a kid, you weren't. We're going to get to a much better holiday as a kid. This one's not even that great as a kid.
You get like an Easter basket.
Sure.
You get an Easter basket. Yeah.
All right. May the 4th, the Star Wars Day.
I love it.
Well, you're the adult Disney goer. So I
have that one time.
I know where you come down.
Rise of the Resistance, maybe the greatest ride I've ever been on in my entire life, any of the parks. So this is fun. You can watch all the Star Warses if you want. Usually they've been releasing some sort of new content around
this. Can you physically do that?
Maybe
all of
not
them in one day?
No, probably not anymore.
I don't think you can.
No, there's too many. But you can try.
How many episodes are there now? I know there's been a million spinoffs and TV shows, but like genuine episodes.
9. So there's the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, and then like the new trilogy.
Yeah, I don't think you can squeeze that in.
Wait, so like 9 times, say they're a little over 2 hours.
2 hours.
You can knock them out in a 24-hour span.
Are they only 2 hours? They're longer
than
that.
No, but I'm saying like, because I know they're not 3.
Yeah, they're not like Lord of the Rings. They're probably 220. Okay, and then they did like Rogue One. They did Solo.
So where are
we
putting this? I'd get rid of it personally. Where are you putting it?
Good drinking day.
Good drinking day? What do we do? Billy, you break the tie.
I'll put it right in the middle. We'll allow it.
Okay, we'll allow it.
I'm not a fan myself, but I know people love it.
You adult Disney goers need your day.
Well, Disney owns Star Wars now, so it's all good.
What's next?
Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, so is this
great drinking
day? Is it goat or drinking day? Cinco de Mayo is pretty great.
Cinco de Mayo is excellent. I think I'd put it in great drinking or good drinking day.
Just top of the
tier. Just because what I have in goat, I think, needs a little more separation.
Yeah,
plus
yeah.
The same thing is, too, if you're going to balk at people for smoking weed every day, then I can have a margarita every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have a margarita.
Cinco de Mayo
every
also
day.
Has
that's
great
true.
Food. So there's a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah, he circled the garden last night looking for margaritas.
I did. You did do that.
The concourse, I thought, had them. They did not. And then somebody's like, yeah, they're right over there. I'm like, for Pete's sake. Give me another $20 beer, please.
Next.
Where are we? 4th of July.
Oh, that's a go.
The guy is drunk.
No way, dude. I'm getting rid of it. And I love America, but
get rid of the 4th of July?
Yeah, I hate fireworks.
What?
I hate them.
Okay, I don't really love fireworks either.
That's a big part of the day.
Okay, but that's the end
it's
of the day.
It's a huge part of the day.
I'm already passed out by that.
Dog owners that hate 4th of July.
Yeah. No, yeah. My dog.
Do your dogs hate 4th of July?
My dog can't stand it.
Golden Retriever's terrified of fireworks. Yep. And like crawls in the tub and hides.
My dog thinks he's going to die.
Are the dogs voting or are we voting?
Who's
voting?
Well, it makes my 4th of July not
but I think
fun
yours is
because I have to
take care
of
the dogs.
I've had 4th of July sitting in like the shower with the dog.
So you're getting rid of it.
Yeah, I'm
getting rid of it. I say goat. Where is it going?
I'll allow it.
We'll allow the 4th of July.
Well,
wow.
Because I look at it, I don't even think the fireworks. I think of the barbecues.
All right. George Washington is spinning in his grave right now. Some wooden teeth are flipping everywhere.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Labor Day.
I protest this ruling. Labor Day?
Labor Day.
Labor Day, I'd go goat. It's another day drinking day.
Put it in good drinking day then.
People you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, that's
a good point.
That's a goat holiday for you?
Good drinking day.
Labor Day is depressing because you know it's the end of the summer.
True. And one last hurrah, though.
No, I get that part, but it's just like, you know.
Drinking day.
Yeah. The guy is drunk.
All right.
Okay.
These next three.
Goat.
Goats. Gotta be goats across the board, these three.
I think so.
Halloween, goat.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
The goat.
Goat.
Christmas.
The goat.
Goat.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is
the big three, end of the year.
I know this isn't the point of the exercise, but if you were going to rank those, Keith.
Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween.
Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving.
I'd actually go 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Yeah,
nice. I'd go May the 4th be with you.
See, the thing is, though, you think of this with like Halloween movies, Christmas movies. Yeah. Thanksgiving gives you Charlie Brown, but that's about it.
Yeah. Halloween and Christmas gives
automobiles.
Full seasons. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is true.
Because the other thing now that Thanksgiving, which I still love, and I know a lot of people would have as their number one, depending on how you celebrate Christmas, you might have close to a Thanksgiving meal on Christmas, and football has invaded Christmas. So before it was like football and food. It's like, yeah, you also have that at Christmas, and you might have a crazy Christmas Eve party, and then you have gifts and all that other stuff.
Christmas is good. Not arguing with you.
We're
going to break down the tier and power rank these. Yeah. That's how I would power rank them. But okay, what do we have?
All right, in the GOAT tier, the big three, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Nice.
The good drinking days, New Year's Eve, 3/11 day, St. Patrick's Day.
I'll be honest, that feels high, but keep going. Yep.
Cinco de Mayo and Labor Day.
Yep.
We'll allow it. Pi Day, 4/20, Easter, May the 4th, and the 4th of July.
How dare you with 4th of July that low?
And the only one, let's get rid of it, Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tried to get rid of May the 4th.
I tried to get rid of 4th of July.
Okay, well, that's
didn't happen.
I guess that's how we end up on the We'll Allow It tier.
And that's how you do it. So we'll tier those, or we'll put those out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Get the if you're a visual learner,
yeah.
Like myself.
While you're seeking those out at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, you can also seek out the latest in the Jones and Keefe bracket. We'll update all the results, and we do have a protest that's officially been filed in the Greg Hill Show Ick bracket. So we'll get to that coming up as well next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. Already into round two. We'll be in the Sweet 16 by Friday if we keep up our pace. We'll update that momentarily. Our tiers are available on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, on Instagram as well. You can seek those out. Great work by Terp.
Yeah, it looks great.
3/11 day really pops, actually.
3/11 day does pop.
Right there on
that. We just celebrated last week.
That good drinking day.
Yeah.
Is where that comes down. If you missed any of that, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll check in with Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday coming up at high noon. Here's where we're at in the Jones and Keefe bracket. We're going to punch through all the one seeds. I think technically the Expos, I guess, could still get caught. I think there's like five more minutes to vote yesterday, but all the one seeds are going to advance. The Chargers are through to the Sweet 16 in their Powder Blues.
It's a good uni.
The Expos are through to the Sweet 16 in the baseball region. In the hoops region, you got the Denver Nuggets, their Skyline uniforms.
Yeah. They had a real scare in the first round.
They did, yeah. But they soldiered through into the Sweet 16. And then the Hartford Whalers have won in a walkover in both of their matchups.
Can you imagine
so far.
If the final is the Whalers and the Expos, two teams that don't even play? We don't even get to use those uniforms.
Are the Nordiques still alive? They're out, right?
The Nordiques are out.
Yeah, so how many more defunct teams do we have left? I don't know, but that's true. Good point.
The Hurricanes do still use the Whalers, though.
Correct. They do throw it back, but nobody gets to throw back the Expos.
So it's a pretty chalky bracket to this point in time. All the one seeds are through to the Sweet 16. We have two matchups available right now at Jones and Keefe. The Oilers are up big on the Eagles and their Kelly Green.
I like both those. I think I might have nominated both, so I can't decide.
The 4-5 matchup, Houston winning pretty big. The Red Sox in the 4-5 matchup in the baseball region are in a pretty tight battle with the Royals and their Powder Blues.
This is a first test because all the home teams won their first-round matchup, but I think that was fair. I think, obviously there's going to be some hometown voting, but they were the better uniform.
Pat Patriot should win against the Dolphins. The Red Sox, we actually pitted Red Sox against Red Sox in the first round.
But like that Royals uniform is pretty good.
So I personally, not to tell anybody how to vote, I personally voted for the Royals and their Powder Blues.
We know. You like light blue and orange.
I do.
If the jersey has either one of those colors, you're voting it through.
We're really going to put the Powder Blue theory to the test in the hoops region. It's going to be the 12th-seeded UNC, North Carolina Tar Heels, versus the number 4 seed Celtics in the hoops region. And then still to come in the hockey region, the Chicago Blackhawks versus Team USA. Another 4-5 matchup.
Yeah, another good one.
So very chalky.
Yeah.
Very chalky.
Which is funny because we just kind of threw the seeding together.
If you knew how little thought we put into the actual seeds, you'd be stunned.
The seeding was the least important thing. So I was like, well, people are going to vote it through anyway.
And yet that is deciding most of these matchups. Now, Keith, we have under protest whether or not you are defined as an adult Disney goer.
Yeah.
Which would change a lot in the Greg Hill Show's ick bracket.
Correct. So I've been once last year without my kids. I've never been before or since.
At what age again?
It was my 40th birthday.
So yeah, it does constitute an adult, but yeah.
No, I'm for sure an adult. I'm not saying that. But I think when they say...
You're an adult who's gone. You're not an adult Disney goer.
Right. Goer, to me...
Implies another...
Suggests...
Another trip coming
up. Yes. Multiple trips.
Like I go every year.
Maybe multiple times a year.
Yeah, I think
there are some that do that. Maybe they wear the Mickey ears. Maybe they wear the little goofy hat that has like the long bill on it. Looks like his mouth. I didn't do any of that. I enjoyed my time. I thought it was fun. I did one day at the Star Wars world, one day at the Marvel world or whatever.
So if Keith is not considered an adult Disney goer.
Well, people say that I am. I don't know if this qualifies.
I officially give off the biggest dick.
You'd be the Icky Woods of the show.
Right now, we're tied 6-6. If we take away your check mark.
6-6 to 6-6.
It's 6-6 for Jones.
Yeah.
5 for Keith. We decided the winner, the least Icky of the Icky Woods, is Nick. Now, he technically tied with Terp, one check mark.
Can't spell.
Although, I actually don't know how many Terp
Nick
had.
Can't without Ick.
I just threw Terp one for chasing a ping pong ball. We actually don't know how many Terp had, actually, now that I think about it. Did Terp text?
No, we'll have to get his answer.
He's only down the hall. I don't want to run down there and lose my breath again.
Seriously.
But, you can't run down there.
No, I literally can't.
Is that an Ick? If you jog 10 feet and can't breathe
An adult male who can't breathe.
For air? Yeah, it is.
Literally, I was gasping. You're going to, you'll hear that again, I'm sure, before the end of the program. But Nick has a minus. He's the only minus one. He's such a man. He needs
a badass.
He needs an EpiPen, but he chooses not to use it, nor even update.
Doesn't want to bring it with him.
Even have an updated one.
It's definitely not because they're extremely expensive.
Are they?
They're like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, forget it.
So Nick wins.
I've lived without one for a while. I don't think I need to pay for it.
Knock on wood.
You can see the full Greg Hill Show ick bracket on their Twitter and Instagram. You can still vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter for our March Madness uniform bracket and see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You want to go to Dave on line two?
Yeah, yeah.
Dave in Connecticut. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just wanted to defend the adult Disney goers. My wife and I, we had four daughters. We went to Disney quite a bit, and now my girl's one's finishing up at BC. But my wife and I were down there. We go to Disney, and we enjoy being there to remember the really fun times as a family. And how could you say that's icky? I don't understand. You know what's more icky? I think it should be replaced by adults, i.e. Courtney and Santo. So it's Courtney's the one pushing this thing with Disney because she probably had a lonely childhood.
Okay.
It should be the people who are in their mid-30s that are going to spring break in Miami, like they did last week, to try to keep up with the college kids. Guess what?
So what's ickier, an adult Disney goer or an adult Miami goer?
Ooh, good one.
I've only been to Miami once.
I don't think I've ever been to Miami.
Didn't love it.
I did spring break college one year to Fort Lauderdale.
Nice.
There was like 10 of us in 2 Days Inn's rooms, and I don't know how safe those rooms were. There's a lot of activity around there. Every time we'd come back, there was an amber lamps once. There were police officers. There was a lot going on down there.
I'm going to tell you.
It was fun.
I'm going to tell you what I think the biggest dick is. That
guy
found out.
Just doesn't like. Oh, the biggest dick is people not having a sense of humor and being like, oh, what are these things I do? And now I'm mad about it. It's like, dude, you're fine.
Easily the biggest dick.
You're
is
fine.
That.
You want to go,
you're an adult.
Remember your kids? Great.
Go Dave in Connecticut. You're an adult Disney goer.
Go
bragging about one kid at BC.
Yeah.
Brag of the week. That's an ick. Bragging about where your kids go. Ick.
Sick brag, bro.
No, just do you do these or do you not? Nobody needs to defend any of these or argue about them. No. You either do or you don't. You shouldn't give a rat's ass what anybody else thinks about the stuff that you like.
I give a weak handshake.
Yes.
Yeah, I just
like
I
a coward.
I wear
sorry,
sandals.
Too much.
I wear flip flops. What do you want from me?
No, that's the whole point. Not to go down this road, but the whole point of like the hashtag dork podcast is you like what you like. So I don't care if you're 45 years old and you like Star Wars movies and Marvel movies, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that that's lame, like that says something about you.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
and if you go there once as an adult, you are maybe or maybe not an adult
well,
Disney goer.
Still
I don't
TBD.
Know.
Yeah, still
yeah,
TBD.
We're still
on
trying
that.
To get to the bottom of it.
But yeah, you, like also you defending Disney, you didn't do a very good job of defending Disney goers.
No, I don't think he helped.
Although not a bad shot at spring breakers who are like not in their 20s. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to lash out, we'll allow for it.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
have at it.
Yeah. Just the defense was a little,
yeah, it didn't really help.
A little too strong.
I don't think it helped your cause.
617.
They're trying to bury me.
779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. And it's Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, next.